Okay, we're going. My name is Sarah Meek, and I'm 20 years old. Today is April 18th, 2022, and I'm speaking with Asher Mundell, who is my boyfriend. We are interviewing in Detroit, Michigan. Okay, how would you describe yourself, Asher?
I would describe myself as a calm person.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly. I don't really take too many things to heart. I kind of just go with the flow. I'm super flexible. I would say at times I'm more out there, but most of the times more of an introvert. I'm more shy with new people. Once I get comfortable with people, I'm definitely a lot out there and pretty funny, I would say.
I think you're pretty funny.
That's good.
When do you, or how do you know you want to become friends with someone? Like, what qualities do you look for in a friend, especially if you're shy at first?
I look for someone who listens to everything I say. They actually care about what I'm talking about. They respond to me. They're caring. They have interesting things to say, so I can go off of it, because I'm not that good at conversation when it first starts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How would you describe your friends that you have now?
I would say that we have very similar interests, so that's kind of how we all started talking. Most, a lot of my friends are on a lacrosse team, so we all have the same interest in that.
Mm-hmm.
My friends from home, we all like to play video games together. We all played lacrosse. Most of them are Jewish, so we have a religious aspect that we can relate to. So yeah, I guess someone that has similar interests to me is someone that I can see being as my friend.
Would you say, like, what's the biggest difference between your high school friends versus your college friends?
Well, in high school, I would say I was way more introverted.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot more shy. So I kind of just stuck to one group. And those are my guys, pretty much. That's all I hung out with. And when I got to college, I had a lot more experience with talking with new people, since I met 50 new guys on my team. So I got a lot more comfortable with talking to new people, and I guess the way they differ is that, I mean, they're pretty much the same to me.
Well, that's fine. They can be the same.
I always tell them that. I always say, like, they always ask me, like, what's the difference between us compared to your college friends? I was like, I mean, I think you guys are pretty much the same. That's why I get along so well with my college friends.
Yeah.
And they got along with them when they came here also.
Exactly. So I think they're pretty similar.
Yeah.
Are you glad that you filled into a more extroverted role in college, or do you like being kind of the more introverted, low-key guy?
Sometimes. I mean, it differs sometimes. Sometimes you like being introverted.
Yeah.
You like your alone time.
Mm-hmm. But I'd say overall, I'm more out there.
You are.
Yeah. What do you like more? Like, do you like that you're more extroverted now? Do you think it has its benefits?
It definitely has its benefits.
Yeah.
I would say that it creates a lot more opportunities for you in your life if you...
Yeah,
if you
period.
Are able to talk to people.
Exactly. What do you think makes us such good friends? That led into a relationship.
Well, the first time we met, it was really easy to talk to.
Because I didn't shut up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you listened to what I was saying, which is something I like, which I mentioned earlier. We share interests.
Like what?
We're both from Indiana.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That's a big one. But I wouldn't say that really makes a difference.
No.
Like, if I was from somewhere else, it wouldn't really matter, I feel like.
No.
Yeah.
Our personalities aren't really the same.
No. We share the same sense of humor.
That's true. That's a big one.
Yeah.
We both like to laugh.
Yeah.
We don't think... Well, I take things a little bit seriously, but...
Yeah.
You help me realize that they're not that important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for that one.
On the other hand, you help me realize some things are important. So it just goes hand in hand.
Yeah. Sweet. How do you think you describe me?
Out there.
Thank you.
Describe you as like a person?
Yeah, like what I like my qualities, like how I present myself. That I'm drop-dead beautiful.
The way you present yourself.
I don't know. Like, what qualities do I have that you liked?
You're not afraid. You don't care what anyone thinks about you, which is something I really like. And, I mean, you don't take anything too seriously that much either.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. You're definitely more, you carry like a more professional outlook.
Mature.
Yeah, definitely more mature. Thank you know what you want, you. Which is good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Appreciate that one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what else. What makes you happy?
Friends, family, you. That's a tough question.
What other things? Food?
Food makes you like to happy. Cook? I do like to cook.
Tell me about your favorite thing you've cooked this year.
My favorite thing I cooked this year was last week.
Yeah?
Honey sriracha meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
That's good. Were you into cooking previously? You start cooking because that was just something we could do together?
Yeah, I cooked a little bit last year when I first got my own house for college. Pretty much just make Italian sausage, pasta, and yeah.
That's all you
chicken,
made.
Broccoli, and rice. Those were the go-tos.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we ate.
You've broadened your horizons this year.
I haven't even made that.
Well, that's probably good.
I want to make that. Italian
chicken, broccoli, and rice.
Italian sausage, pasta sauce, and noodles. So gas.
So noodles.
And you put some broccoli on
sauce
there.
Sauce and meat. Original. Sausage,
you put it in the oven. It's gas.
Alrighty. You can try that. I would say... You're a pretty good person. I like you. I feel like that's pretty important. But what do you think? Like, if you were to meet someone, like, I think you would consider yourself a good person. Mm-hmm. I hope you don't consider yourself a bad person. But, like, what do you think makes a good person? Like, if you said you need three things that make you a good person, what would be your three things you would say?
They care about you.
Mm-hmm.
Selfless.
Mm-hmm. I got one that I think you'd say.
What?
They make you want to be a better person.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
they make the other person feel like they're being respected, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're there.
For you.
No, so, just like.
In the flesh? There?
No, like, you're not, like, I don't know how to explain this. Like, you make the other person feel appreciated.
Yes, that one's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you want them to be there. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to be spending their time with you.
What qualities of yourself would you say, because we talked about the ones you're proud of, how, like, You're a good friend. You care about other people. You're there for others. Are there any qualities that you might want to, you would want to change? Maybe become better at or get rid of? Or do you think you're just, like, all around stellar?
There's definitely things I can work on.
Like what?
Leadership.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one.
That's coming out more, I feel. Yeah. As you're becoming more extroverted.
Yeah.
Like, being, like, a vocal leader or just, like, lead by example? What kind of...
I feel like I already lead by example. But, yeah. Vocal leader. 100%. Yeah.
I feel like you could. You got a loud voice.
Yeah.
You're a good person.
Our coach. I had to read the PDP thing.
What's that?
So we have, like, a... Dr. Don does a leadership thing for our team.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. So I have to read that out loud for the team and at High Point. And he's like, doesn't he have such a good voice? Yeah.
You do. Did he get nervous?
No.
See?
Why do I care?
I don't know. Some people get nervous public speaking.
I do get nervous public speaking. Why? Not as much anymore, actually.
You are awesome.
I know!
Okay. Let's see what else you got going on. How was meeting people? New people once you got to college? Because you had your same friends in high school forever.
Yeah.
So, were you, like, how was meeting new people? Did you be like, hi, I'm Ashley, let's be friends?
No, that never happened.
Well, how did it happen? How did you make friends?
I met Ryan and Kyle at SOAR. Which is, like, the first thing you do in the summer before you come.
The orientation thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the whole time, it was so funny. The whole time, we didn't know each other at all. And we were just laughing the whole time. I don't know why. Good. Yeah.
And then you just decided to be friends after that.
Yeah. But when I got here, I already knew them in the full freshman class. So having a team is, like,
huge.
Yeah. If I didn't have...
Especially for being more introverted at first.
Yeah. If I went to, like, a... Like, Florida.
Florida?
If I went to the... Or, yeah, Florida.
Yeah.
And trying to make friends there, that would have been tough.
Yeah. So you're happy you came to a more smaller school.
Yeah. If I didn't play sports and went to a big school that's not IU...
Uh-huh. It would have been tough.
Yeah. You would have to join a frat.
You would have been in playing video games a lot.
Yeah.
What's your favorite video game?
My favorite video game of all time?
Mm-hmm.
Modern Warfare 2. Prime days.
When did that come out?
I was probably like 10 years old playing Call of Duty with
my brothers. That's horrible.
No.
That violence?
I don't know.
Why is that your favorite game?
I would sit there, watch my brother drop nukes. Oh, that's like a core memory.
Oh.
And then I got to
play... Shooting people is a core memory in a video game. That's really nice.
Spending quality time with your brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you describe your relationship with your brothers? Each of them.
Each of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say I'm closer to Seth. Because he went to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, so my relationships with my brothers, I feel like your siblings when you're younger is like, you just go at it.
Yeah.
And then when you get older, you become factual friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. 100%. I hated Katie.
Yeah.
Up until my sophomore year of high school, so.
I was just their punching bag because I'm the youngest. Mm-hmm. They'd do like WWE moves on me. Yeah. But... them specifically, I'd say Seth's probably like one of my biggest role models.
Mm-hmm.
Like influences on my life. Because he kind of, if Seth didn't come here, I wouldn't be here, probably. If Seth didn't play lacrosse in college, I wouldn't have played lacrosse in college. If they didn't play lacrosse, I wouldn't have played lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What other qualities do you admire in him?
Super hardworking. Mm-hmm. I'm probably smarter than him, but he's in dental school. So. Yeah. He's just always been a grinder.
Good quality.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Zach?
Zach is an interesting one.
I know nothing about him.
Well, there's nothing to know about
him. Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Tell me about growing up with... Well, how old is he?
Me and Zach were like... Well, we have similar interests in video games. Seth never played video games. Ah. And I always could talk to Zach about, like, nerdy stuff. So, like, my nerd side, I would be with Zach, and my sporty side would be with Seth.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is really nice, actually. I never thought about it like
That's
that.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. I guess Seth influenced my sport side.
More extroverted side.
Yeah. And Zach influenced my introverted side.
That's kind of dope.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Who do you think you talk to more now?
Seth. Because he's here.
That's true.
Seth doesn't really talk to us. He just does his own thing.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got going on. Okay, I like this one. What is your favorite memory as a child?
My favorite memory as a
child?
I got one.
Okay.
So, our friend that just came here and visited...
Yes.
He was our neighbor.
The one that caused some commotion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they had three brothers also.
Okay.
So, and they lived next door. And they're like our best friends since we were born. And they had a huge backyard and basketball court and stuff. So we always had like, we always could play 3v3. And
brothers versus brothers?
Yeah. But I was 3 years younger than the youngest, so I would have to sit on a bucket while they all play. They would all play baseball, and I would sit on the bucket and just watch.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh, and our cousin that just came here lived three houses down.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
I had to sit on a bucket.
Yeah, because I was like five. And they would just
beat me. That's adorable.
Yeah.
What's your favorite memory from high school?
Probably bringing all of our video games over to each other's houses and just grinding.
TVs too, right?
Monitors too, yeah.
Oh, man.
Grinding through the night.
Yikes. My high school experience and your high school experience?
That's so weird. That's actually crazy to think about now.
What?
I have such a different... I have, like, two separate lifestyles.
Yeah.
That I live.
And influenced by each of your brothers.
Yeah. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. You and I... If we went to the same high school, we would not be in the same friend group.
No.
I know exactly what friend group you'd be in my high school.
The losers?
No.
I would have played. Losers. I would have played lacrosse.
Yeah, that wasn't a friend group at Shard. It was a bunch of random people thrown together.
Well, yeah, same. It's like middle school. Your friend group in middle school carries through high school. I feel like.
Kinda, except, we fed in from.
Well,
everywhere.
You have no kids. You got no kids in your high school, so everyone's friends with everyone.
Mm-hmm. But, like, there's some cliques. But I know exactly what clique you'd be in. Honestly, you might have been in my friend group. Because I hung out with two different groups of guys.
I probably would have been in your friend group. There would have. There's not very many guys, and I feel like I would be, like, one of the normal people.
I don't know.
They all played Fortnite, 100%.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Look, they played sports and played video games. I feel like that's most guys.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's hear about fave memory of freshman year.
of college?
Mm-hmm. Or one that you'll remember, like in the dorms, at a party.
I mean, in the dorms, it's just fun.
You liked Sharpville.
We would all... No, I didn't. We would all lay in the... We'd all stay in the same room, and TikTok was, like, just booming at the time. Mm-hmm. So we'd have, like, 8 kids in the same room, and all of us would just be on our phones watching TikTok. And then we would, like, send them.
Oh, God. That's awful. And we would just laugh the whole time. I guess. It's a very... That's so... Boys and girls are more similar than, I feel like, than we think.
Yeah. The first fight of freshman year was nice. It was Owen hadn't torn his ACL yet.
Oh, yeah.
So our room was sick, and we watched all of Trailer Park Boys. We had the best room, and then he tore his ACL, and you had to get his lock
removed. Lowered his bed.
Yeah.
Okay, what about last year?
Just living with Lamb and Bernie.
Just good.
Great.
Do you miss Ryan?
Yeah.
No.
So much better dynamic.
Yeah. It's a little rough this
year. Oh, it's fine.
Sure. What about this year?
Meaning you?
Stop it.
I mean, my whole year is basically been you.
Yeah. Are you sad that it's all has been me?
No.
What do you think your year would have looked like if I wasn't here?
I don't even know. I would have been so bored. Because Ryan is so much different with Maddie now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What's your favorite memory? Thanks. Oh, I'm so glad I could fill up your empty space. I'm so glad that is my role. I feel so blessed. Let's see. What's your favorite memory we've had so far? Or one of the favorites. Or you could share a bunch. You know.
I like the pottery.
That was your favorite thing?
It was fun. Look.
You didn't want to go to that. Yeah, we're going to paint pottery. Really? Mm-hmm. That's just another reason why I'm always right.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. We have it on recording now for everyone to hear for the rest of eternity. So, I'll play it back.
I like Jeremy Zucker concert. I
loved the Jeremy Zucker concert. Why?
Why?
Tell me more. Why did you like the Jeremy Zucker concert?
Because it's just us two. Mm-hmm. We don't really get to do things just us two that much.
It's very intimate. Because we got up on the balcony. Yeah. It was cool. I liked it. And you sang along with it. Yeah. It was great. Mm-hmm. You want to sing?
No.
Damn it. That'll get you there. What's your worst memory of us? Or maybe not worst, but like when something went wrong. Do we have one?
I don't know.
I don't think we have one. Like where something went really wrong.
No.
Except.
New Year's.
Okay,
that's
really?
That's my worst memory.
That hurts. What was I supposed to do?
You said to say it. You said the same memory as me.
That's true. I put myself in this position.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was a rough one. That was on me.
Not really. It was just
unfortunate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to agree. Let's see what else we got going on. What do you feel most grateful for in your life? Or multiple things. What are you grateful for?
I guess the opportunities I've had.
Like?
Being able to I mean, my parents haven't had problems with
finances, or
I mean, they provided me all the tools I needed to get here, where I am. I know they'll continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they hear about me.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else? What was it?
What else are you grateful for? Anything else?
What are you grateful for?
I am grateful for the people God put in my life, because I feel like overall I've had pretty important people who've made my life better. You know, there's a few scums you just push aside, but that's a big one. And then, like, the ability to do the things I've done. Like you said, like, my dad grew up with nothing, and then instead of, like, just giving up, he worked really hard to have his life be absolutely different than how he grew up. Like, he grew up with no lights and no phones, and they couldn't go to the grocery store every week because they couldn't afford it. So,
yeah.
Like, that life is something I would picture in, like, a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that the fact that my dad lived through that and now takes us, I've been out of the country 9 times because of him. Like,
yeah.
It's insane. So, just, like, role models, I'd say, too. Pretty grateful. And being here. I love it here.
I do.
A lot. Even though people really shit on it sometimes. But I'm a big fan. Just saying. What do you want your future to hold? In all aspects. So, like, school-wise, job-wise, family-wise, living-wise. Let's start with school.
School?
Yeah. You want to graduate, hopefully?
Hopefully.
Oh, that's really good.
That's always the goal.
That's a great start.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Grad school, question mark?
Probably.
What do you want to do?
What do I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Finance. Financial advising. I like stocks.
Stocks.
And numbers and making money.
What about living? Where do you want to live? Do you know?
Somewhere warm. Yeah. Somewhere warm. Because, you know, it's just, I don't know.
Go to the cold.
Well, you can always go to the warm. But it's you're always in the warm.
Yeah.
It's snowing.
In April.
End of April.
And it's snowing. Climate change. Not great.
It'll be 80 degrees this weekend.
That's true. Okay, what about
living?
You said
living. Wants to live comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
Finances.
Needs.
Yeah.
100%. I'm always like, I never want to have to worry if I can, like, pay my rent or my mortgage or
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. And I never, ever want to be in, like, credit card debt. Always pay for what you have.
Yeah.
Never spend outside your means. I think that's a very important part, like,
I think it's important to have, like, a spending budget.
Mm-hmm.
To make one.
Yeah, I agree.
If you set a budget, you can't go over it.
Live within your means.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to retire at 50 instead of like 70.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about family?
Family? Like my family or like my family?
Like what do you want to have? Like, do you want to have a family?
Yeah.
Do you want to have a wife or a husband? I don't know.
A wife?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Kids?
Yeah. Probably 2, 3.
Boys, probably.
I want at least one boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's I don't know if I'll be able to do the dancing thing.
The father-daughter dance?
No. They go to dance if they do dance.
Oh, gosh. I don't think I could do the dancing thing. My mom never let me go to dance class. See? I'm fine.
Yeah.
I have no rhythm, but I'm okay. Oh, man. Okay. Last question. See, 30 minutes was not that bad. I told you. All right. If this was our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
That's just, oh, hard.
Why?
I would say that I love you.
Thank you. You're all right. I love you too.
And that I know that it'll be successful in whatever you do.
Thank you.
I don't know.
It's pretty solid stuff right there. I liked that.
Yeah.
All right. We're doing a little bit of role reversal. Are you ready?
So what would you say to me? I'm curious.
What I would say to you is be confident in who you are. Because you're amazing, and don't let the voice inside your head dictate how you act, or don't let it doubt yourself, because you're great, and I feel like you need to know that what's in your head is not always what's actually happening, and that you can be stronger than that, and also that I love you.
Nice.
And you're good at singing. That's all. All right, we're turning the tables. This is my favorite question. I'm very excited about it. It says, tell the person that you're interviewing what they've meant to you. So now you don't have to talk, which is your favorite thing.
Sweet.
So you have given me like a newborn confidence. Like, you know, everything that's happened in like last year and my past in high school and all of that stuff. And like sometimes I can fake confidence and like fake that I'm okay. And this year, I'm much more, confident in, truly confident. Like, I'm confident in myself. I'm confident in our relationship. I'm confident that I'm going to succeed in everything I work so hard for. Like, even just, my body. I feel, more confident inside my own skin and, what I wear. And, I don't really worry about what I look like as much anymore. Because, I just know that that's not what actually matters and that you care about me as a person. So, thanks for that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this.
Of course.
Good work.
It's kind of fun.
See? I told you. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hopefully this worked.
Oh, gosh.